wish I'd been nicer to John. He died so young. It's so sad. But why isn't Tommy sad with us too?
Maybe the tears and sadness make him feel awkward and uncomfortable, but still, that's no excuse. This is Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. You know, I used to be like the character in our story today. When friends and people around me were sad or hurting, I didn't really know what to do, so I would ignore them or tell them to get over it. I figured, if I'm not sad about it, maybe you shouldn't be either. But then I read this verse in Proverbs 25 that basically says trying to cheer up a sad person is like taking a blanket away from someone who's cold. Here's what that verse says. Like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Well, let's check out our story for today. It's called Sharing Grief. Sybil buried her face in her hands. I wish I'd been nicer to him. Christine's face was red from crying. He died so young, it's not fair. Mrs. Nelson sat down at the empty desk beside them. She wiped her eyes with a crumpled tissue and sighed. John's car accident was a terrible tragedy. He will be missed. Tommy plunked down in the seat next to Christine. I wish everyone would stop crying already. John was a Christian, so he's in heaven now. Can we not talk about it anymore? Tommy, it's okay for us to be sad right now, Mrs. Nelson said softly. It's okay to be upset about losing a classmate. But there's nothing we can do about it. He's gone. Can't we just cheer up? We could, said Mrs. Nelson, but we should grieve with those whose hearts are hurting. Well, I don't like it. Tommy grabbed his book and walked to the reading corner. Mrs. Nelson followed and sat in the beanbag next to Tommy. Are you cold, Tommy? She asked, pointing to the blanket draped over his knees. A little, I guess. He tucked the fleece blanket under his knees. How would you feel if I took the blanket away? Asked Mrs. Nelson. Tommy glanced up sharply. Why would you do that? I wouldn't, Tommy. That would be mean. That blanket is giving you warmth and comfort, right? Tommy shrugged. Yeah, I guess. Well, in Proverbs it says that trying to cheer up a sad person is like taking a blanket away from someone who's cold. Right now your classmates are hurting, and they need a blanket of comfort. That's one of the ways we show others the love of Jesus, by comforting and supporting them when they're sad and sharing their grief, even when we know the person they're grieving for is in heaven. Tommy thought for a moment, loosened the blanket, and laid it over Mrs. Nelson's knees. I'm sorry you're sad right now. Mrs. Nelson smiled. Thanks, Tommy. So how about you? Do you know someone who's dealing with grief? Sometimes it makes us uncomfortable when people are sad and we want to cheer them up, but the best way to show them God's love is to be sad with them and help carry their load of grief. You don't have to have the right words, just be there and grieve with those who grieve. Our key verse is found in the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 15. It says this, Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And our key thought for today, grieve with those who grieve. Sometimes learning about the Bible can be really hard and kind of confusing. Don't worry though, because even adults like your parents have trouble sometimes too. But if you have questions, the first person to ask should be your parents or maybe a pastor. But you can also ask us questions here at Keys for Kids Ministries. The best way to ask is to go to keysforkids.org and click Contact Us. Send us your question about the Keys for Kids stories, and we'll help you out any way we can. We're online at keysforkids.org. Well, this is Zach, and thanks for taking time to listen to Keys for Kids.